Welcome to ITFM Insights, the podcast where we explore all the strategies, challenges, and innovations shaping the future of IT financial management. I'm your host, Chiara Zapanta, and today we're kicking off a two-part series focused on AI and ITFM. In this first episode, we're diving into a question many organizations are still trying to answer. As AI adoption accelerates and teams rush to deploy new models, platforms, and tools, what does AI actually cost? But the reality is, AI isn't just about, you know, licenses or tokens. It introduces a much more complex financial picture, one that spans infrastructure, data, workforce, and ongoing operations. To help us unpack this, I'm joined by Alexander Pino, partner and tech strategy and transformation leader at Deloitte. Together, we'll explore what AI total cost of ownership really means, why it's becoming such a critical focus for leaders today, and how organizations can start to manage it more effectively. Alex, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you on.
Hello, thanks for having me.
All right, awesome. So just to start us off, could you just share a little bit about your role at Deloitte and the work that you've been doing with organizations about AI strategy and transformation?
Absolutely. So my name is Alexandre Pino. I lead the technology strategy practice in France, based in Paris. I have a little bit more 20 years of experience, both IT and strategy consulting. Within my practice in France, we have a dedicated team working on ITFM, IT costing. Been working for all major organizations in France, but since last year, we're observing a major shift in terms of cost management, budget management, especially with the rise of AI and inflation of license costs. So clearly, all our clients are struggling with run costs, so we're observing. So I think the topic of today is spot on.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great context. And it sounds like, you know, you're right in the middle of how quickly the space is evolving. And I just want to dig into that a little bit more. You know, with that in mind, I'm really curious, you know, as AI adoption accelerates, we're really seeing a lot of focus on investment, but also just less clarity on costs in general. I guess from your perspective, what are organizations really struggling most when it comes to, you know, understanding AI costs?
Yeah, multiple drivers. I'd like to highlight like four or five main points. The first one is the licensing models. They're not clear. So it could be related to business model of the startups. Many startups still have, they don't have found the target business model yet. So they don't even know how they make money. So they start invoicing customers with unclear KPIs. So that's the first issue we're seeing on the markets. And very similar for major software vendors, incumbents. They recently introduced AI offering or options on the catalog on top of, right? But it is embedded on the current licensing, but is not very clear and not very visible for the head of IT. And this new offering usually is not anticipated or included in budget. So they try to push more AI, you know, offering, which is not already anticipated. So the first point. The second one, I would say, is very fragmented. So we see AI all over the place. We have AI cost on the R&D, where they are cost on the cloud, on data platform, brought by external partners. So all these costs are scattered, different cost centers. So that creates a lot of complexity, I would say. And when you ask, what does AI really cost us, you know, end to end, very few can give a clear answer. And the third point, it's confusion between variable and fixed cost. If you want to deep dive a bit on that, that's the main difficulty of AI. Traditionally, IT spend on very predictable budget and cost. You bought servers, you bought licenses, you amortize them. With AI, it's totally different, especially in the cloud. A lot of cost is variable and usage-based. So you pay for model training, for inference, for storage, for data transfer. Then all those costs, they go up and down with user behavior, adoption, and it's much harder to forecast. So leaders, they struggle to predict this cost with adoption, clearly because they don't have the tooling in place to measure usage and anticipate the pay-as-you-go cost. So that's the first point. And the two last points is about where AI cost sits. They used to sit on the innovation side, included in R&D budget. And when you deploy AI, you're moving from R&D or innovation pockets or budget to IT. And that's different level of cost. You need to retrain the model. You need to introduce monitoring, MLOps support, and then you move to production. And all these pilots, when they're successful, they become production services and need to run 24/7. So you're shifting from experiment to business critical service. And often it's not properly planned from a cost perspective, and that could be very expensive. And the last point, I think it's also very critical. All organizations struggle to identify the business value. So when you discuss about cost, they don't have the entire view of how much they're spending, you know, because they're focusing more on POCs. So we always have the question of, is this initiative worth it? And without a clear cost-benefit picture at the use case level, it's very hard to scale. And most organizations, they can't connect the AI cost with the business outcomes. So that's the five main, I would say, drivers, root causes we see on the market that explain, you know, why AI is not that clear to understand from the cost perspective.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, those are really good points. And I think that we should like step back a little bit and just define the foundation here. You know, when we talk about AI total cost of ownership, how should, you know, leaders be thinking about it differently from traditional IT cost models, you know, especially since AI, cloud, and IT are often, you know, probably still managed separately, even though they're deeply interconnected, like you talked about.
Absolutely. When you talk about cost of AI and TCO, most of the time they say, here is our AI budget. And here are our AI project on one side. But in reality, AI sits on top of the same foundation of IT, same infrastructure, same data platform, same application and operations. So you cannot isolate the cost of AI from IT. And sometimes the double counting AI and IT at the same time, it's kind of a bit blurry the way they're counting things. So to understand the real TCO of AI, you need to have the overview of the IT cost. So it's not something different. The second point, AI is more dynamic. So an AI TCO, it would be a more dynamic and usage-driven, much more than traditional IT. So classic TCO, often you get hardware, software, implementation, etc. With AI, you have to move to a model as a service. Your cost curve is very linked to the usage. So the more users, more queries, larger models, more data processed, and then, you know, you build, you know, it's just like, it's super expensive suddenly. So TCO is not the same curve of TCO AI, the same curve of TCO IT. That's very different. And to give you a concrete example, we used to have like 80-20, you know, 80% cost of build, 20% cost of run for traditional IT. What we see on AI, sometimes just 20% of build and 80% run improvement, scaling, because you have much more adoption in production compared to the pilot. And that's very disturbing for people managing the budgets because they think they're just overspending, but it's because they have a lot of adoption and actually it's very successful. So sometimes success comes with more spending. And so the ITCO would be is different than ITTCO, I would say. Don't forget to budget properly the run phase. It would be like five times more than the build. So that's something we find out for the last 2 years when we see AI scaling across the organization.
Got it. Yeah, those are some really good points. And I guess once you start looking at it through that lens, I guess it naturally raises the question, you know, what actually goes into it? You know, what are the key components that really make up AI TCO across the full life cycle?
Yeah, absolutely. So TCO could be broken down in five steps. You must understand the cost of discover and design, the first phase of shaping your ideas, shaping your project. Usually you don't have the right understanding of the data on the target architecture. So when you try to size the cost of a use case, you're really focusing on what works and focusing mostly on the technology. But there are a lot of hidden costs, you know, what most people forget about the management, the compliance, et cetera. So that's in discovery, we see sometimes underestimation of the budget. And then when we move to the build side, they're focusing more on training, tuning, prompting design, evaluation. This is where GPUs and specialized cost, you know, comes up. You know, you need to optimize your model based on the infrastructure in that build phase. And then you should get the cost of the pilot plus the cost of scaling. And for the deployment, you're moving from, you know, R&D process to something more production, with microservices, API, security, cybersecurity controls, and also lots of testing. And what we have seen is also underestimating the test phase and the cost of the testing. So that people are always spending, you know, less time in change management. So what we have observed for the last 2 years is a shift from just estimating the POC, and now we're estimating the TCO, the overall TCO, because that phase of scaling and industrialization is key. You know, you need to observe that new capabilities. And the last point is the decommission. So to have a full TCO, you need to integrate that last step. You know, some of the models need to be decommissioned. So you need to integrate in the cost of the build, the decommission phase, to stop some models, to retire some models, and decommission what's in production. So that's always a hidden cost or something is not integrated in TCO. So just to recap, five steps: design, discover, that build phase, that's deploy industrialization, run, and decommission. So that's the five, you know, major steps we see to understand the whole value chain of the TCO for AI.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really helpful breakdown. And, you know, thinking about organizations that are earlier in this journey, where do you typically see them, you know, underestimating or overlooking costs when they first get started with AI?
There are a few classic blind spots. I can deep dive on that. The first one is, one of the biggest is the data readiness. So most of organizations, they underestimate how much work is required to make data usable for AI. You know, cleaning the data, labeling the data, integrating the data from different systems, and for assuring the governance, access control. There was focus often on the model itself, but in practice, a large portion of the effort and cost sits in data engineering and data quality. The second blind spot is, I would say, security, risk, and compliance. And especially with generative AI, you need to think about data leakage, privacy, IP, explainability. You know, all of that is an extra cost, you know. And people don't think about that first. They think about, you know, more tech aspect. But if you want to scale, that's the major challenges we see, and related to cybersecurity compliance and regulatory. And the last one, which is important, as soon as you scale, you see resistance from the teams, you know, on the business side. So you need to include the change management and adoption efforts, you know, within your business case. So often you create a proof of concept, but it's much harder to move from the POC to a product, you know, in production, broadly used by the entire organization. So you need training, you need communication, you need also to redesign your business processes to fully, you know, embark, embed AI within, you know, the core processes of the company. So all this cost, they're not fully planned, you know. So from the beginning, you just have a small pocket of investment. And at the end of the whole journey, you say, okay, wait a minute, that's the whole transformation journey. And it's not at all just AI, you know, or innovation POC. So essentially, it's what we see from the data quality, cybersecurity, risk compliance, and change management / adoption across the whole company.
Yeah, those are really good points, especially around change management. And I guess, you know, as those initiatives start to grow, I imagine that new challenges really start to surface. So what are, you know, some of the hidden or less obvious costs that tend to show up later, especially, you know, as AI scales?
Yeah, that's could be very scary what we see on the market right now. One is the runaway consumption cost. You know, in a small pilot, the cloud bill and the model API bill looks manageable. It's very small usage, but once you run out with a thousand of users, once you embed AI in high volume processes, usage doesn't grow linearly. It grows exponentially. So without good guardrails monitoring, you can get a bill shock. You know, we see a lot of clients say, hey, wait a minute, we spent that much on AI because we had a lot of users and, for instance, somebody using a large prompt, you know, and getting a lot of token, reprocessing the prompt all the time. You can get a bill shock. And what we see right now, it's a learning curve because clients most of the time discover that after the first bill. And the second point is the model maintenance. So once you build AIs, it's like a plant, you know, you get it. And if you don't take care of it, you have to water it, trim the branches, it grows exponentially. If you have multiple plants, some plants with create shadows on the other ones, you know, so you have interference of different models. So you need extra care, you know, to be sure that you don't have drift or you don't lower the performance over time. So you need fine tunings, you need new versions. You need also to manage multiple countries, multiple language, you know, multiple regulations. So if you get, you know, large companies with like 20 different countries, you know, you can scale easily one or two major countries. But once you want to scale in Asia, you want to scale in South America, then you see different regulation, different issues, and also sometimes we have, you know, local specificities were not invented. So that's the last point about local specificities. I would say it's the ecosystem complexity. Once you scale AI across the organization, you often work with multiple cloud providers, multiple model providers, or SaaS. You know, so that integration work and the license management of these multiple third parties could be once again exponentially, and you can switch from your cost where properly managed to something which out of control. And what we want also in this podcast is to give also some recommendations, some tips, you know, and sharing that global point of view of scaling AI across the globe, multiple countries, multiple business units, taking all the direct, indirect cost of AI. For me, it's key. It's a very good insight to share.
Awesome. Yeah, that evolution is really interesting. And, you know, how does that cost profile shift as organizations, you know, move from proof of concept into production and then broader adoption overall?
The shape of the curve changes quite significantly. The POC phase, usually the cost have contained and highly concentrated on people and data scientists, data engineers, maybe a couple of cloud credits, you know, or vendor demo license. Can we make this work? You know, just the question, yes, you know, it works technically, but once again, we don't have the full cost at scale. So AI can appear very cheap at this stage. So that's the trick, you know, it's like, okay, you can put like 30,000 dollars on that, and then let's scale it. But we have no idea of the cost of, you know, of this model at scale. So when we move from the POC to industrialization, you need to start investing in, you know, underlying capabilities. Most of the time, we forget the foundations. So you need MLOps platform, you know, access controls, data platform in place, core systems, monitoring, observability. So all of that, you know, it's not assessed in the first phase, you know, and the first time you do it, you know, it's like a big jump. You're like, oh, wow, wait a minute, I should do all of that, you know, and it's not in the AI budget. So it's an IT budget. So once again, there is much more collaboration between the AI budget and the foundation, you know, carried by the core IT, I would say. And once you reach that broader adoption, you know, the picture changes again. The platform and fixed capabilities in place, but then you have to move to the run cost, the inference compute, data pipelines, storage, user support, because people start to call and get, you know, raising questions, tickets about, I don't understand AI, because you forgot the training. So you get much more customer support and end user support for that specific, you know, AI use case the first time. So you need to invest on adoption, training, understand the behaviors of the end user, you know, and this is where the bills goes high, you know, because that's the, again, another indirect cost of scaling AI. So that curve, you know, it could be very bumpy, you know, it goes to the first time using the foundation, then you scale, and then you say, hey, I have to onboard the different skills, different people. And the last point, which is, I think, one of the major roadblocks we see on the AI journey is the governance layer. So most of the clients, they underestimate the organization to scale AI, and they're very surprised at how the economics can change over time, because they need to add, you know, compliance, supervision with dedicated teams, you know. And as soon as you have one use case in production, you need a team to supervise that, you know. Whoever the number of people you're having on in place, you need to monitor that 24/7. You know, so it's not a team you're going to build for Monday, Tuesday, and afterwards the rest of the week. The team is going to do something else. It's something in production. So whether you have one use case or 10, you know, you have fixed cost to build your team to manage 24/7 support, including end user services.
Got it. Yeah, I think those are really good points. And I guess with all that change happening across stages, I guess it's really easy to see, you know, how things can get fragmented. But why is it so difficult for organizations to, you know, really maintain visibility into AI across that full lifecycle?
I think the main reason is because AI costs, they spread across different parts of the organization. You know, IT, they own the infrastructure. We have the data team with data budget who has part of the data platform. You have sometimes business units who owns your business case or use cases. So finance see things, you know, another way. You know, they say, okay, I get the bill at the end, but who's using that is IT, is data, is the business. There's no single owner naturally, you know, who has the end-to-end visibility from the IT to product life to retirement. So that's the first point. The second point I wanted to highlight is we have no way right now to track the cost, you know, because the cost, they don't match what we've seen in the past, you know. Cloud bills, they could be organized by business unit, region, service. A license bill could be by vendor, by product. But when we talk about AI, they talk about use cases, you know, they talk about product, customer journey. So it's, again, it's another way of seeing, you know, the cost. So if we don't tag or allocate the cost that mirror the organization that way, it's very hard to say, oh, I know exactly how much I'm spending on AI per business unit, per functions, you know, because for business model reason that I explained before, they also the way of people building it or measuring the value are different point of view. So we have a mix of shared and dedicated cost, you know. So often we mix in CapEx, OpEx, data platform, AI platform, for the same use cases. So how do you allocate that fairly and transparently, you know, between AI, not AI, you know, oh, that's my budget, it's on AI, and you don't want to share your budget of AI with something which is not AI, you know? And we don't have a clear methodology of what is AI, what's not, because now we see AI everywhere, you know? So what we can say is we don't have the magic stick right now, but the static TCO spreadsheets, becomes very obsolete, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really good place to segue into my next question, which is like, where does ITFM play into this? You know, so what role can ITFM play in helping organizations, you know, create more structure and transparency around AI cost management that you mentioned?
Yeah. So for me, it's one of the key points. The first role is defining a clear AI cost model and taxonomy. That means agreeing on standards, categories. What is data, what is infrastructure, what is platform, what is model? Most of the time, we don't have a clear definition of what a model is. You know, it is an algorithm, is an asset, is something we use from an API, something like that. We need to identify what the cost for operation, cost of governance, for instance. So that the first role is really to know what we're talking about. The first point, because if you want to allocate cost, it's better to have a clear definition across the company. The first point is we need to integrate AI in the overall IT and cloud costing. So it's no AI very isolated. So we need to use ITFM to both cover IT and cloud cost and AI. It's not separate tools, separate silo. Once again, it's broader IT or technology spend, you know. We need to have a holistic dashboard and not having like a dashboard for AI and dashboard for IT, because you want to cost the cost for one transaction or per user, AI per transaction, AI per users, AI per product, you know, it goes all over the information system. So for sure, in your AI, you know, use case, you have cost of IT. So ITFM must, you know, create the bridge between the IT cost and the AI cost. And we need to also support the business teams on building, you know, ROI analysis and scenario planning to know how much the model costs, you know, and the different stages from, you know, scaling the adoption or scaling across the different geography, and also understanding the governance mechanism, who's managing what budget at what time. So it's, for me, it's key for ITFM to define the role, different roles, what IT is supposed to do, what finance is supposed to do, what business stakeholders can access, you know, what they should do, defining rules, or just read only and try to understand the cost of AI. So it's what we see in terms of main drivers to reinvent the way we work with ITFM or reinvent the ITFM model to fully embed AI, you know, at the core of the models.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess to bring it down to something, you know, more actionable for leaders listening who want to get ahead of this now, you know, what's one practical step that they can take, you know, to better understand and just manage their total AI TCO?
Yeah, once again, we don't have the secret recipe or magic stick. I think we must be very pragmatic, you know. So a starting point, I would say, is build a simple and shared cost view, you know, for your top, you know, 3-5 use cases, you know. Pick up the initiatives that matter the most, you know, on your business day-to-day, something which makes sense for customer service or operations, you know. And once you get one or two use cases like that, try to retrofit all the cost of platform, API, internal teams, external partners, and who did contribute to that project from the idea to production, you know. And don't aim for perfection, you know, just be pragmatic and share your understanding. And then you're going to create your first model, you know, and that would be the V0, you know. Once you do that for a small number of use cases, you know, you're going to notice two things, you know. First, you understand what you were underestimating the cost, you know, obviously, you know. So all clients who did that, they say, oh, yeah, wait a minute, we thought we were spending like 5, we're spending like 15, you know. So once you get all the cost, you get the full picture of investment. That's the first insight and the first observation. And second one, you just created your first reusable template. It could be used, once again, to start the new use cases, you know, new POC, and sharing with the team who want to shape new use cases. This is the template of all the costs, you know. So if you want to prioritize, say, whether you launch A or B, you can use that template to have the more clarity of the TCO, you know, from the POCs to, you know, the full scales of the AI across the company. So that's the two insights we see, and once again, be pragmatic and learn from experience.
Awesome. Yeah, that wraps us up for part one of our AI and ITFM series. Alex, this was really insightful and especially, you know, just helping demystify what AI truly costs, you know, are beyond the surface level. And I guess it's like really clear that, you know, understanding AI TCO isn't just a financial exercise, but it really is a strategic one overall. And for organizations moving quickly, having that visibility early can make all the difference. So thank you again for joining us and sharing your perspective. Thank you. So everyone, please be sure to check out the second part of our AI and ITFM series, where we will be digging into, you know, how AI can help in your ITFM processes. And thank you everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of ITFM Insights, be sure to check out the ITFM Insights page on apptio.com. That's APPTIO.com to learn more about AI TCO. We'll see you next time.